This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Wednesday, September the 21st. Do you know, I feel that the funeral was days back. Interestingly enough, yesterday, Prince Charles went up to Balmoral for private grief. He went up by himself. He didn't go with Camilla, Queen Consort. He just went up by himself. I think perhaps because that was the place that his mother died and he just wants to be close. I see that as being perfectly normal. It's amazing, actually, how many sort of anti-royalists I've heard on the radio over the last day or so. People going, oh, they're old folk. We should get rid of them. We should do this and that. And you think, oh, if you'd said that in Henry VIII's day, your head would be stuck on a pole on the top of Tower Bridge. However, two more lambs to the slaughter. This time it's Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield. The paper's having a field day with this one. Because they were seen allegedly queue-jumping. They've said they weren't queue-jumping. The editor of the programme has said they weren't queue-jumping. They were doing a piece to be included yesterday, I think, about the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. And so they issued a statement from this morning saying they weren't queue-jumping. I mean, it's so stupid. Some idiot on the internet has decided to start a campaign. They've got 25,000 signatures, but let's face it, you could get a fridge freezer and a combi oven to sort of sign some of these sort of ridiculous things. And it's a case of, they've said they were there in an official capacity. They didn't file past the coffin. They went there. That's like saying to all the film crews, I'm sorry, did you stand in line? Of course they didn't. They're press. And Holly and Philip were doing a programme on the television. And, I mean, they've been dumbstruck, I think, over this skipping the queue allegation. They've said they didn't skip the queue. They were escorted to another part of the building and they were doing it for this morning. They weren't doing it in a capacity of going there. Show insiders, I mean, Holly apparently is distraught over this, as you can well imagine, because all she gets is good publicity. And then all of a sudden some prat turns up and sort of goes, oh no, we now have to do this, you've jumped the queue and all the rest of it. They didn't jump the queue. They were escorted past it. You can see exactly, you know, that they didn't sort of walk in there. They didn't bow their heads. They were there in an official capacity so they could talk about it. That's all it was. They're not going to stand there for 13 hours. They're television presenters. You know, it's the most ridiculous thing ever. Show insiders, for that read, a few old mangy people somewhere, still fear what the future holds for her. What? Because you went to Westminster Hall and didn't queue because they were press. None of the press queued. None of the press queued. It's just so ridiculous, isn't it? It really is. So, as I say, this sort of backlash, it's one of these things. It'll be so stupid. As fast as it goes, it'll finish. As fast as it goes, it'll finish. Because these are ill-informed people, a bit thick. You've probably seen them outside. Some of them were queuing to see the Queen lying in state. And as I say, I mean, you know, every time a royal went near them, I'm thinking, back away from them. They're not all there in the real world. And so they were filmed appearing to jump the queue, but they didn't jump the queue. They were there on official business. But, you know, you can't explain to some people, and there's nothing you could do about it. But as fast as it arrives in a whirlwind or a tsunami, it'll disappear again and we'll all go back to being quite normal. I mean, there's no way that ITV are going to get rid of Holly and Phil. It's as simple as that. You know, you might as well axe the entire programme. Axe the entire programme. I got sent something the other day, actually, from this morning. And it was Barry Humphreys, who was getting confused with Dermot O'Dreary, thinking that he was... Well, he wasn't confused. It was an act. He was pretending. He said, oh, you're very brave when you came out last year about your sexuality. Alison Hammond couldn't contain her glee. And unfortunately, Dermot's not experienced enough to deal with things like that and sort of didn't really say anything. He just sort of stood there staring blankly. Obviously, sort of saying, no, it's not me, without getting the gag at all. So that was quite funny. Rita Ora has confirmed her marriage to a filmmaker. We don't care, dear. We really could not give a toss, I'm afraid. She goes, I'm very much in love. You know, she's been looking for years to find somebody. Now she's found him. It's like all the people on Strictly. Now all the, you know, the publicity. So you've got Helen Skelton droning on about this and that and other people going, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that. And you think, oh, shut up. It's just a game. You're doing it for the money. The woman off Loose Women who's doing it. Kay, is it Kay? Kay Adams. She said she doesn't want her family going to it. Why don't you just get over yourself, love? Get over yourself. It's a programme. You're doing it for the money. You're not doing it for anything else. Don't give us this baloney about, oh, I'm doing this to see what I can... No, you're doing it for the money. Otherwise, I tell you what, do it for free. You won't, of course. But at the end of it, it won't go anywhere. It's just that they're all coming out now with their little bits. Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. You know, Matt Goss, I want to learn about... Oh, shut up. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Goodness sake, far more important things in life than worrying about a few Z-list celebrities. Colleen Nolan speaks out at Shane Ritchie's story in EastEnders. She thinks it's ridiculous. Also, it might be ridiculous. Doesn't make any difference. I don't know what the story is, actually. Because speaking on Loose Women, Colleen was asked by Katie Piper, don't you think Kat and Phil make a great couple? This is Kat Slater, Jesse Wallace, and Phil Mitchell. And Colleen has said, admitted she thinks ex-husband Shane Ritchie's new storyline is ridiculous. She said, no, I'm sorry, it's ridiculous. You wouldn't pick Phil over Alfie. You know, they've been together for years. Phil just always miserable. I mean, as if you believe it. Mind you, you probably find that being mad as a broomstick, Colleen Nolan probably thinks it's real. She probably thinks there is Albert Square and her husband is having an affair. Ex-husband. But there you go. Mind you, she's ex of everything, isn't she? She got rid of the last one. Then she went out with a bloke who she paraded on television, and that one was the big disaster. But, I mean, you know, I'm in the mood for dancing, romancing. Amanda Holden putting on a very leggy display in a turquoise tuxedo dress. Somebody was asking what happens to all the Queen's clothes and everything else. The clothes will all be saved, and most of the jewellery is part of the royal collection. So she doesn't own it. She does have private pieces herself, and those she will probably have gifted to different members of the family, which is quite a nice thing. In the same way that Prince Philip gifted his driving carriage to Lady Windsor, Lady somebody Windsor, I can't remember who. Tom Hardy surprises onlookers, as indeed he does. He's the actor from Venom. He secretly entered a martial arts championship. I don't know why they have to do it. He's only an actor. He's just reading somebody else's words and remembering them on a piece of paper. That's it. You don't have to sort of go in for all this sort of hard, butchy stuff, which is very funny. Will Smith plotting his first major acting comeback. Oh, I do hope not. I do hope not. It's only 6 months after the Oscars slap. And to be honest with you, I mean, you know, I'd go into retirement. Go and put your feet up and learn how to control yourself. The Golden Globes are going to return to NBC in January. After a year, they are back. They spent a year off air. It's very interesting. After the Los Angeles Times reported ahead of the broadcast in 21 that the HFPA's 87 members of non-American journalists included no black members, studios, publicists and stars, said they would cease participating. So they did. So they've now changed it. About blooming time, innit? Andrew Garfield. Why do we know him? Oh, Spider-Man. Spider-Man showing off his chiselled abs. I'm a bit like this. I'm a bit like this with my chiselled abs. I don't show them off. I'm not an attention seeker, unfortunately. He was vacationing in Mexico with a mystery woman in a bikini. Imagine, you open up the papers, think, oh, I'll get some good publicity out of this, and you're named as mystery woman in bikini. That's like being third train passenger from left who falls out the door. You know, equally as exciting. Jimmy Kimmel Live to continue airing for at least 3 more years. It's approaching the 20th anniversary. I'd love to know how much money he's making out of it. The Americans pay a fortune for these sort of shows. It would be millions and millions. Angelina Jolie is going to visit flood-ravaged Pakistan to gain an understanding of a humanitarian crisis. Have you not heard of television, love? I mean, for goodness sake, you don't need to visit somewhere with an entourage to gain an understanding of a humanitarian crisis. We've had them for the past God knows how many hundreds of years. And so, you know, we know it's bad, but she's going to go there, so she'll have people with her. The people who are suffering with this get bugger all, I'm afraid. They'll be going, what is this? It was like, didn't they do this years and years ago? And there were people, I think it was in India or something else. And what were they greeted at the sight of? Sarah Ferguson climbing over a rubbish dump and standing there looking at them. And I remember thinking, what is the purpose of you going? What is the purpose of being there? Mind you, I did hear some good news today. Some very good news. Peter Andre is thinking of moving to Australia. I mean, he's wanted to go for it. He does have a home there. And his parents live there. But you can imagine, can't you? Old madam, she's going to kick off over this one because he's taking the kids. He's taking the kids as well. He said, we're just sorting out the schooling and everything else. So it means that Junior and Princess will go there for, he says, as long as possible. because his mum's not very well. Whether that's, you know, that the kid should go over there, I've got no idea. But he says he's going to move there as his mum's health deteriorates. So he's going to go for as long as possible. Now, I'm not sure whether or not he's going there because he wants to be with her as she gets iller and iller. But to actually uproot the kids and take them over there, Katie Price is going to have a field day on that one, isn't she? There'll be nobody left to talk to. Jackass star Steve-O says he plans to get a penis tattoo on his forehead and a boob job. Oh. Is he on drugs or something? Why on earth would you want something like that? On his forehead, yes. And a boob job. He says he's got no... there are no signs of changing his ways. He says he's facing a midlife crisis on steroids. So he's going to... he's going to get this... He's 48. He's going to get it done. Lovely. I don't really know what I can say, actually. Yeah, to each their own. Matthew McConaughey refuses to let being blackmailed into sex as a teenager beat him. He was... he detailed the conversations he had with his father that informed him this was not how anyone should be treated. He was still able to have healthy sexual relations with girls who weren't ugly. He's previously revealed, I think in his autobiography, Greenlights, that he was molested as a teenager by another man. He said he refused to let being blackmailed into having sex when he was 15 and drugged and molested beat him. And so he said, apparently Hollywood was absolutely rife with this. There were no end of child stars who were forced into having sexual relations if they wanted to move on in the industry. And it's a difficult call, but it happened to so many of them. I mean, so many who probably will never see the light of day. Priscilla Presley, finishing off, nets a million. We knew about this, actually, to shoot a film about her marriage to Elvis, who she met when she was 15, I think. 17 when she moved in with his parents. The couple were married when she was 22. And now, 50 years on, the tale is coming to the big screen. I got the DVD the other day, the one, you know, about Elvis. And so I'm looking forward to watching that. She said it's a love story. Well, it certainly would be. Elvis seemed very charming. He was an old-fashioned boy. He did ask, you know, people's hand in marriage and things like that. And unfortunately, he was taking drugs left, right and centre to stay awake, go to sleep, go to the toilet, do this, do that. He was a complete a cocktail of different drugs. And that's probably what did him in the end. His little body just couldn't take... Well, I say little body. It was actually quite a big body. And that was it. But I remember the night it happened. You remember these things. You remember these things. I remember thinking, Elvis Presley. I can remember when Marvin Gaye was shot dead by his dad. I reported on that one, and you just sort of... And yet, strangely enough, you report about an airliner coming down and 140 people killed, and it doesn't really seem to have much impact on you because you work on the assumption that it was quick. You know, it's a case of the pilot goes, we're going down, and the next minute, gone. It's as simple as that. Terrible, really. Terrible. But the Priscilla Presley film, because I have met her, she's quite lovely. She's had lots of surgery. Lots of surgery. And but the Americans do. They're bigger into it than we are. Much bigger. So anyway, we appear to be getting back to normal. But I mean, where this Pip Schofield and Holly Willoughby thing goes on to, I reckon she'll have to have time off from the programme. It's very difficult to carry on with people sort of saying you did this and they're going, no, we didn't. We didn't jump the queue. And to be honest with you, even if they did, who cares? Somebody authorised it. Somebody down there at Westminster Hall. You don't just ask the people in the queue, do you mind if we sort of just jump in ahead of you? Doesn't work like that. They would get shown to the front of the queue as VIPs. You know, that's why you're a VIP, because you're allowed to do things like that. But you don't do it off your own back. Somebody says, we can take you in so you don't have to stand there queuing. It's as simple as that. But I don't think they did. I think they went there so they could observe it and then they can talk about it on the programme. That's how it would work. It's called doing reconnaissance. It's called doing the legwork, or not so in their case, but doing the legwork so you're armed with everything that goes on. Like the Queen, before she meets people, she looks at little cards. Princess Margaret, the same. They'd give them to her in the car and she would bone up on exactly who she was going to be meeting. It was as simple as that, so she could at least have a little inroad to go, oh, yes, so you joined in 1947. And people think, sorry? Oh, she did. She absolutely did. She was. They would sit in the back of the limo going to a place and she'd have a little stack of these little cards with the name of the person she was meeting. She didn't want to meet too many people, but she would bone up on exactly what they did so she could they used to think, oh, God, she knows all about us. Whereas, in fact, she just knew the key facts. It's like me covering football matches. You know, I didn't know anything about it, but I did know that that ball has to go from here into that net. And armed with that fantastic information, that's all you need to be a sports reporter. I mean, they are the most boring people in the world, it has to be said. They can only talk about football. They can't talk about anything else at all. Ask them about nude leapfrog and they're way behind in the stakes. Have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Don't forget to download and podcast as many programmes as is humanly possible. And on behalf of everybody, I thank you. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.